Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock. German police are searching areas of scrubland at the resort in Portugal where Madeleine McCann went missing 18 years ago. Officers are looking near to where their suspect, Christian B., lived at the time and have been seen dredging a well. Classic FM's Henry Riley is following developments.
These are the most extensive searches in the area since 2008 and they'll be going on all week. We understand using radar equipment that can scan beneath the ground. There are around 30 German police officers from the Bundeskriminal, which is the German equivalent of the FBI, who are searching alongside Portuguese police.
The UN has called for an investigation after 27 people were reportedly killed near an aid distribution centre in Rafah in Gaza. The Israeli military says its troops opened fire on a group that posed a threat and refused to retreat. Three British people have appeared in court in Bali, accused of smuggling nearly a kilo of cocaine into Indonesia in packets of Angel Delight. 28-year-old Jonathan Collier, Lisa Stocker, who's 29, and 31-year-old Phineas Float face the death penalty if convicted. Downing Street hasn't ruled out tax rises to pay for future defence spending, as it's understood the UK will be forced to commit to 3.5% of GDP. We're told it's a NATO demand to keep the US on side, with a further 1.5% also going into defence-related infrastructure. Sir Keir Starmer yesterday repeated the importance of deterring Russia. Kem Regali from the think tank Commonwealth thinks it's all political posturing.
It's all about bringing Britain closer to the US, making Europe much more militarised, increasing the sort of military strength of Europe, when if you look at the EU military budgets, they're already three times greater than Russia collectively.
Ray Fiennes says he was flattered that the new Pope watched his movie about the election of a fictional pontiff. It's emerged Pope Leo viewed conclave before the secret vote of cardinals last month, so he'd know how to behave. And the weather, showers in the north tonight, drier in the south with a low of 7. Sunny spells and showers in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Northern England tomorrow, dry in the south and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Just after 4, good afternoon. It's Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM. Where come rain or shine, I'm here to bring you the music to brighten up your Tuesday afternoon.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Katona Twins and Carducci Quartet with Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C, playing you the finale there on Classic FM. And before, Gaston Litterz and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim, played for us the fourth movement of Sanson's Organ Symphony. Good afternoon, it's Margarita Taylor joining you on Classic FM to bring you great music to see you through Tuesday afternoon. Continuing with a moment from Mozart that, well, when he composed this symphony, he really was on a roll, written in days of his 39th and 40th symphonies. That was quite a week of work. Here, his 41st symphony, The Jupiter, and here's the third movement. third movement of Mozart's Jupiter Symphony, probably his most complex and brightest work. The Aurora Orchestra with that third movement, conducted by Nicholas Conlon. Now, coming up, a moment of calm after all that excitement. The most gentle piece from Beethoven on the way. And tomorrow morning, whatever your mood when you start the day, somehow Dan Walker finds the perfect piece of music for you.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Traffic jam, honking horn, train delays, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, good vibes only. Waking you up to some of the most beautiful music around.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
And from Edward Elgar, the Serenade in E minor for strings, played by the Telemark Chamber Orchestra. Coming up on Classic FM, we'll hear the Ballet Music No. 2 from Schubert's Rosamund. It's on the way for you after Beethoven's gentle Für Elise. Here's that Bagatelle No. 25.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Schubert's Rosamund. We had the ballet music number 2, the incidental music to the play, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. And the piece just before that, from Beethoven, the Bagatelle number 25 for Elise. Now, thank you to Andrew for getting in touch on WhatsApp. If you haven't got the Classic FM WhatsApp number, I shall give that to you in just a moment. But Andrew's message to say, Margarita, it might be my age, but whenever I hear the piece you played by Mozart, the Jupiter Symphony, it always makes me think of the Wombles. They may have borrowed from the mighty Mozart for an episode of two. Andrew, you are so right. From those 70s TV heroes, the Wombles, to a 60s iconic film favourite for our 4:30 film favourite on Classic FM this afternoon from Bernstein. Elmer Bernstein's The Great Escape. What a tune. The Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Joel McNeely. Now, I mentioned our WhatsApp number, 3 to Classic FM. You can save it into your phone so you've got it whenever you need to get in touch. The WhatsApp number is 03-457-49-1812. Always love to hear from you. Let us know where you're taking the music, what you're up to as you listen to Classic FM at any time of day or night. That's 03-457-49-1812. Now, on the way this evening, if you're just starting to think about that journey home, a little bit wet and windy out there, even if it is rather warm at this time of year, we'll hear from Alexander Mackenzie's Britannia, a nautical overture, in just a moment, and The Watermill also on the way.
Classic FM.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Out. No way! That was in!
The ball was out. You may want to get your eyes tested, sir. Serve your eyes the care they deserve. With the Vision Express Eye Care Plan, you can get two pairs of glasses for just £5.70 a month, including 20% off glasses, a free advanced eye test, and more. Book your eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender. Representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife Sue was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.co.uk. Welcome to Now.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
nautical overture from Alexander Mackenzie's Britannia, leaving us feeling shipshape this afternoon thanks to the performance of the Orchestra of Opera North conducted by David Lloyd-Jones. And the piece before, The Watermill by Ronald Binge, Ruth Scott on oboe and the New London Orchestra, directed by Ronald Corp. Now on Classic FM, it's The Shepherd's Lottery, the Symphony No. 4 from William Boyce. William Boyce's Fourth Symphony, played by the Academy of Ancient Music, directed by Christopher Hogwood. A visit to Fingal's Cave on the way after the news headlines at 5. Tim Humphrey has those for you next, including the details of why we all need to be feeling full of beans.
Classic FM.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Hey, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Over 50s life cover from Post Office. Guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds. With no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new. Like life cover. Or hitting the open road! Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our Spend and Save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops. Drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, it's understood the UK will be forced to increase defence spending to 3.5% of national income by 2035, with a further 1.5% going on related infrastructure. Yesterday, an increase to 3% was outlined in a spending review. Defence analyst Professor Michael Clarke says the head of NATO recently revealed he wanted members to agree to bigger increases as the US applies pressure.
These are the figures the government quoted. We knew they wouldn't last too long when you got to the end of the month of the NATO summit, but we thought they'd last longer than 24 hours. So the fact is, we know we're going to 3%, 3.5%. The question is, what's the time scale? How long are we giving ourselves?
Search teams have an area on lockdown as police scour more than 20 plots of land and two wells for Madeleine McCann. She was three when she disappeared in Praia da Luz in Portugal in 2007. US private equity company KKR, which was lined up to rescue troubled Thames Water, has abandoned its offer. The utility firm says it's now talking with senior creditors for an alternative. Lib Dem MP Charlie Maynard says it's the end of the road.
We've got a completely unsustainable financial situation. We have £23 billion of debt, and in the last full financial year, we had £1.2 billion of cash flow.
Ministers say Thames Water remains stable and there will be no disruption to supplies. A man has been arrested on suspicion of breaking into the grounds of Windsor Castle. Thames Valley Police said the man allegedly entered restricted grounds at the royal residence at just after 1 p.m. on Sunday.